the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear listeners, previously, we mentioned that the Islamic sources have given utmost importance to praying for particular believers, and we have enormous instances of these traditions regarding praying for particular believers. We mentioned how we should pray for the believers in their absence, and how effective they are both in this world and in the other. Also, praying for 40 believers and also giving preference to the others in prayer were among the most important of them. Now, praying for parents is among the instances of doing good to the parents, which is birrul walidain. However, there are different ways of being good to them. Among them is that one should give charity, go to Hajj, and offer prayers on their behalf, and also pray for them. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "What prevents any one of you from doing good to his parents, whether they are alive or dead, by praying on their behalf, giving charity on behalf of them, going for Hajj on their behalf, and fasting on their behalf? Hence, he will have the like of what he has done for them, and Allah the Almighty, the Majestic, shall copiously increase for him in good because of his goodness and maintaining the relationship." رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. He عليه السلام has also said, "My father used to say, there are five prayers which are never veiled from Allah. The prayer of a just ruler, the prayer of an oppressed about whom Allah the Almighty the Majestic says, 'I will take revenge on your behalf, even if it is after some time,' the prayer of a righteous son for his parents, and the prayer of a righteous father for his son. The last is the prayer of a believer for his brother in his absence, about whom the angel says, 'And for you is the double of that.'" Among the prayers for the parents is a prayer which is appeared in Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. In there, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, "O Allah, bless Muhammad, his household, and his progeny, and single out my parents for the best which you have singled out for the fathers and mothers of your faithful servants. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, let me not forget to remember them after my ritual prayers, at every time throughout my night, and in each of the hours of my day." Then he alayhi salam continues, "O Allah, bless Muhammad and his household, forgive me through my supplication for my parents, forgive them through their devotion toward me with unfailing forgiveness, be well pleased with them through my intercession for them with resolute good pleasure, and make them reach through your generosity the abodes of safety." You see how beautiful these prayers are for the parents.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
Then he alayhi salam continues, O Allah, if your forgiveness reaches them first, make them my intercessors. And if your forgiveness reaches me first, make me their intercessor. So that we may gather together through your gentleness in the house of your generosity and the place of your forgiveness and mercy. Dear listeners, this, as you can see, proves how important it is to pray for our parents. But this is not the only thing that has been recommended in our traditions. And as you can see, throughout the instances I have told you, it is interesting how Islam urges man to deny himself and give preference to the others in the life of this world, in matters related to one's life and also in dealing with others, as it also urges him to deny himself and give preference to others over himself in this prayer before Allah the Exalted. But this school of thought never says that he should forget about himself. He should not forget to pray for himself. So what should we ask for ourselves then? And how should we pray to the Almighty Allah? This is the question we will try and attempt to discuss in the later programs. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need to be the most close to you through